You offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs presents, Forbidden Panel presents the Midnight Movie Maniacs. We are here in San Bernardino at the RPX Theater, Staying Oblivion. I'm AJ, and I'm here with
Martin.
And there's some people over there. Hi, people over there.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
So, Martin, expectations for Oblivion.
I'm excited to see Morgan Freeman.
Mr. Warlock, fire.
That's it.
Yeah, he's very excited. I had to watch out because Martin was showing his excitement. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a sci-fi movie. I want to see what the futuristic look is. It's not too far in the future either, which is interesting. 2077 is the year. So, it'll be a weird world to look at, and just like, you know, it's not too far off technically, like it's still our lifetime possibly. So
however, of all the people I would imagine to survive the apocalypse, the show's hell wouldn't be Tom Cruise.
No. But you know, Scientology, when you sell your soul,
true.
Who knows what the deal is. And I think that's why he's doing all these sci-fi movies. He's, you know, gotta help
Scientology.
Yeah,
it's not sci-fi ontology.
Well, you know, it's Tom Cruise. I didn't say it was common sense.
And why are we in RPX as opposed to regular theater or anything else?
There was a lot of discussion that this was going to be a very visual movie. A lot of effects that were going to look really cool. The ships has been a big push. All of the cons that they appeared at and at CinemaCon, they brought the ship itself. That's what they're showing off. They're not showing off clips. They're not bringing Tom Cruise around. They're not bringing Morgan Freeman around. They're showing off effects and look, the landscape. All the trailers have been about the landscape of Earth, and you know, Tom Cruise's character goes back and enjoys being on Earth, even though it's destroyed and there's no humans or anything. He just enjoys the landscape, the look, the world itself. So that's what we decided about RPX, is we're going to get for a bigger screen and definitely cushier seats here in San Bernardino.
It's close to IMAX without actually having to wear glasses.
Yeah, and we're not seeing it in 3D, so hopefully that won't hurt it.
Now, all the footage that I know I personally seen at like WonderCon with the ship there and everything, the targeting systems and all that look very video game-ish, and I'm very excited about that. However, I have not heard if there was a game based on this movie coming out or not, have you?
I have not heard anything about a game. Books, I believe, is the only thing I heard about.
So, Oblivion being one of the first end-of-Earth movies that we're seeing this year, I believe there are five that are coming out this year, the two predominant ones being Oblivion and After Earth. How do you think this will compare to After Earth as far as story, quality, and visuals?
After Earth looks more like the father-son relationship storyline, and the Avatar effects of being almost an alien world to these humans, or humanoids, I guess we'll figure out. It's an M.H. Alamo movie, so I'm still guessing they're not human. But I think that story is going to be more about the family relationship between his dad and wanting his father's approval, versus this, which is more like an adventure story, I think. Almost like a thriller mystery story, because they seem like they're keeping a lot from you. The last trailer that they released a couple weeks ago said Morgan Freeman talking about keeping Tom Cruise alive against his will, against some other entity's will, some other person's will. So who's this other person? Why haven't we seen another he character in any of the trailers? What's that mystery? So I think that's going to be a mystery story.
Now, I tried to think of a good question like I did last week, and I couldn't really come up with one when it comes to this. However, I do have a mediocre question.
Okay.
Are we seeing this because we're looking forward to the story, Or are we looking forward to the effects?
I'm here to see it because I want to know the story. I want to know, you know, he's not who he thinks he is.
Vanessa looks very intently, like, you really want to answer this question, don't you?
No, I believe in Scientology, so as he's our Lord and leader, I'm going to watch it. So.
Tom Cruise.
I just saw that big wedge come between your relationship right there.
Tom Cruise is about to hack our podcast. I want to know what the story is, because it sounds like to me the questions out there is this theory, you know, Tom Cruise's character doesn't know who he really is. So is he an alien? Did the aliens trap him and he just thinks he's on an Earth that's been ditched? You know, what's going on?
So you think there's an obvious, an actual alien presence in this?
Yeah. Well, they say that something attacked the Earth, and that's what led to the Earth being destroyed and why the Earth, they've moved on. But why are they still there scanning the planet if they're ready to move on? So I'm in it for the story. I think the looks and the effects will just be a bonus. We'll make Tom Cruise tolerable.
While we're talking about this, the behind the scenes of After Earth is on the screen right now, which I find, you know, pretty kind of ironic. But see, I don't think we're going to see any aliens. I think anything we see on there is, you know, the government or what remains of the government hiding the truth behind what has happened and what is now happening. Like, I think it's more profitable for them to be in space. And I think that's why we're not back on
that's
Earth.
That's like the mystery. Yeah.
Right, I think that's
like
the mystery.
Like a conspiracy. And I wonder, do you think it's a political statement?
Yeah, it's obvious. It's Tom Cruise. Everything he does is a political statement one way or another. Even Jack Reacher had a political statement in there somewhere. You know, so it's... That's what I feel it's going to be about. I think we're going to get let down, not actually see any alien presence. And if we do, it's going to be remnants. Things left behind.
Well, I think everything we've seen looked robotic. Every creature, every hint at something attacking Tom Cruise's character looked robotic. So nothing is actually an alien. That was just the precursors they put in there. So it'll be interesting to see. Like, I think you're right on with where you're going with this. I think it'll be some kind of trick. There's going to be a trick to it. Now you.
I mean, that's why we have the Morgan Freeman character and the remaining humans. Mm-hmm.
You were just mentioning Jack Reacher. Now, my question, mediocre question of the week, is we watched Jack Reacher, we all kind of walked out, Tom Cruise, Jack Reacher, Tom Cruise, Oblivion. Is he playing Tom Cruise again, or is he going to play a character?
He plays Tom Cruise in every movie except for when he was Les Weissman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm expecting to see here. Yeah. 5'7" man trying to be 6 feet tall.
Top Gun, except for in the future with a different ship.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I'm here for the visuals. I'm here for what may be a story. I don't expect much of anything else. Action might be cool, but we'll see. I'm in for a good sci-fi movie. I think I'm due a good sci-fi movie. It's been so long. Sci-fi movies come so few and far between that we have to reach into our superhero genre to make that our superhero movie.
Yeah,
our sci-fi movie.
Back of it, yeah.
Right.
Now, he signed on for 2 more science fiction movies over the next 2 years, so he'll have 3 for a 3-year trifecta. I'm wondering, I want to watch how this movie does for the next couple weeks and see, you know, if he fails, do they keep going with him as a sci-fi character? Or maybe this is where he succeeds versus something like Jack Reacher. Bombing and sci-fi will then become his genre.
You know what I'd like to see out of Tom Cruise, regardless of what genre it is for him to be the supporting actor. It's a rare occasion for him to not be a supporting actor, even in we were just talking about it, where he was less.
Tropical
Thunder. Yeah. Even in there, he was a side character, but he still stole the show. Mm-hmm. I like to see him in a mediocre role himself to be a supporting character, because I just don't think he can pull it off. And if he is, I think we might actually like him a little better.
Yeah, I think if there was less mainstream Tom Cruise in the movie, he would have more of an effect. Even, you know, like you were saying, Les Weissman kind of stole the movie, but it was a very minor character.
Right.
So much so that they put him at the MTV Movie Awards for his own whole performance. And, you know, it doesn't look like Tom Cruise, and it was entertaining. So it'd be interesting to see, yeah, if he ever did do a movie like that. But I wonder if he would ever do a non-serious movie that way. I think if he ever had to play a secondary role, it'd be more like a drama, some kind of super serious Oscar worthy kind of movie. Like they
even in an Interview with the Vampire, he had top billing, you know.
Yeah.
I'd just like to see him take a back seat someday.
Yeah. He'll get there one day. He'll stop being valuable. And they'll bring some young kid. Rob Pattinson will take the top spot, and Tom Cruise will be number two.
Now, given his history, Tom Cruise in a sci-fi movie has always been kind of a hit.
Yeah.
Minority Report being one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great, but it was enjoyable.
But it wasn't his fault.
It was better than the Keanu Reeves.
The Aviator Still
movie. That year. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. And especially they were saying, you know, he's now signed on for two more movies in his career the next 2 years. Those will be his two bigger movies he'll be doing. And then later this year we have Elysium, which is from District 9 guy.
Which I'm all over. District 9 did not disappoint me.
Those were the two movies that were at San Diego Comic Con last year that were competing. Oblivion and Elysium seemed like they were on the same level. And Matt Damon's going to be in Elysium. I'm wondering, you know, these two movies I think are going to be our competitors this year that we're going to see. I don't think After Earth is going to get on the same level as these two. I think the M. Night Shyamalan film is going to be separate in its own area, and these two are going to be the ones that compare for 2013.
Well, I think it's too early for this movie to have been out. It's not a summer movie. You know, and if they wanted to be a summer movie, they should release it during the summer.
Yeah, a couple more.
But they're waiting for, you know, like you said, Elysium, After Earth, you know, these movies are coming out.
We have Star Trek in 3 weeks.
Star Trek.
So, I mean, you know, we have a lot of space movies out there. I'm glad to see it didn't end up in like a January, February release, but you are right. It's interesting that it's coming out this early.
Well, they do that because they know that they have a shot of taking the top box office. There's no competition right now. But however, now After Earth and Star Trek and Elysium and stuff like that, they now know, well, we'll look at Oblivion's numbers and then we're going to obliterate Oblivion's numbers. You know, but right now they've got no competition, so they can be top spot for a couple of weeks until Star Trek comes out and takes over. Or even Iron Man 3.
I'm thinking that Pain and Gain is going to beat them next weekend. I mean, I even if they take number one this weekend, I still see that it's not going to be a long-lasting success because there are so many movies coming out every week for the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of a weird time to be bringing out a movie. I would have picked a weekend when there was a weaker movie coming out. You know, we have another dual opening in July, where Red 2 and RIPD are going to come out at the exact same time. They're not two movies that I think either one would carry really heavy billing against a bigger movie, but I think the two of them are going to be competing for the top spot.
Oh, comic book related movies also.
Right, and they won't be big box office wins, but they're two movies that are going to compete with each other, and they'll end up taking the top spots and bouncing everybody back. So, I mean, they could have opened up, this movie, Oblivion, could have opened up in the summer with maybe a weaker other movie and taken the top spot during the summer.
Maybe a rom-com or something like
that.
Yeah,
and then carried out for a month or so and still held some weight. By the time May rolls around, you got, you know, we're going to have Iron Man 3, we have Star Trek 2, we have Hangover 3, Fast and the Furious 6. You know, you have so many movies coming out.
Sequels! And Thor!
Yeah, it's going to be a really heavy May. For this movie to stick around for a month and really make some money.
All that to be seen remains to be seen. So anyway, we'll go ahead and take our break, enjoy the movie, or not enjoy the movie, and come back and tell you our opinion of it afterwards. So here we are at the end of Oblivion, what has to be the safest ending ever.
Right? Like, it's predictable, too. Wow. That was a whole bunch of movies mixed together.
Right? It, like, stole from everything.
Star Wars, Batman, Independence Day. I'm sure I'm missing a few. I saw some little Matrix in there.
A lot of Matrix, a few Star Treks.
Yeah, some Star Trek. Wow. I mean, it was a complete story. I don't know. What did you think?
I thought it was a cop-out. Like, you know, first off, Morgan's barely in it.
Right.
Second, it's not really a sci-fi in the aspect of, like,
sci-fi.
There's no space involved. There's no, I don't know. It's not
a Terminator. If they were gonna make the Terminator sequel to Salvation, that's how I would imagine it, is this movie. Except for, you know, Terminator robots versus what we saw.
It felt like a safe movie, like, let's add futuristic elements to Earth instead of let's go off planet and have spaceships and shit. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm angry at it, but, you know, they need to repackage it and sell it to something else.
Yeah, it wasn't what it was marketed as at all. Yeah, without spoiling it, it was just, I don't know, it was very simple.
Yeah, and, yeah, if you go into a movie expecting Tom Cruise, well, you will not be so disappointed at the amount of Tom Cruise in this film.
Yeah, a lot of Tom Cruise, his usual Tom Cruise facial expressions that will, I'm sure, become infamous and funny and laughed at a lot. He just, his surprise shots and his when he gets surprised and how he reacts to the change when he becomes very serious and is aiming at something and he's shooting at, that just, that look on him, I don't know, it's like he overacts some points and other times it's like, eh. I mean, I'm going to phone this one in because the movie is a phone in.
And did I not call it about the aliens? Did I not fucking nail it about the aliens? I so nailed it.
Yeah, it was what I was expecting it to be too. It was, you know, we're going to trick the humans.
It was a conspiracy movie. It was a very big conspiracy movie.
I do like that they told the rest of the story. I think they told a complete story. But it wasn't a very complicated, complete story, and there wasn't too many twists to it. But it was really simple.
I felt it was safe in the same way that 42 was safe.
Okay. I still like 42 better. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Visually it was pretty.
Yeah, it was cool to see stuff, and they did throwbacks to, you know, what happens when the Earth gets trampled in a war with aliens. The planet gets destroyed. They still show you landmarks. It was cool to see throwbacks to the bridges and statues and skyscrapers. I would have kind of liked to have seen some of that destruction.
Yeah, I would have too. I think it would have been Michael Bay at this point.
Yeah, it was, they cut out some pieces that I think would have been cool to see. If they could have shown some of the war with the humans and the aliens. But, yeah, overall, just a simple movie. And, I don't know. I'm not feeling entertained, but I'm not disappointed.
There was a movie that came out a few years ago with Ben Foster, Dennis Quaid, and they were all aboard the ship. And it was basically sitting on the bottom of the ocean for hundreds of years with everybody in stasis, and that's what this movie felt like without the horror aspects. Vanessa, what was your opinion?
I was bored, and it was just a weak love story, if you ask me, and it left a lot of things didn't line up, and so at the end it's just like, so all the droids or all the clones are going to be looking for her because they have like these sentimental memories of her, so they're all just searching for her. So it's like, what the hell just happened? I don't know. I don't hate it, but I wouldn't say go see it. You know, I'm kind of indifferent, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It's like I'm not coming out with a feeling that says, you know, go see it or don't go see it. It's kind of
Now, do you think it was worth seeing it on RPX?
Yes. I think the RPX, the sound was better.
Yeah.
And the bigger screen was kind of cool.
And then not to give anything away, but like the ride thing or, you know, that was going on, it was believable and intense, so
yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. The picture was very crisp.
Yeah.
It was good to see the look on high definition for the landscape and the air and the space and that kind of thing.
It'd be a cool ride.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Very video game, as you were saying before, too.
Yeah.
I could see how that could be an adventure game.
But if you love Tom Cruise, it's like right at the alley.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. You got a lot of Tom Cruise in this movie.
Yeah, he's
in. Yeah, there you have it. We're kind of indifferent about the movie. Very pretty, but weak in the story.
Meh.
So, all right, guys. Next week is Pain and Gain. That should be a very fun podcast. as well as movie. So we'll see you guys next week.